The Central Terminal competed against three other local historic sites, the Colored Musicians Club, Gray Cliff, and the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site. Valicia Crisafulli is vice president for partnerships at the National Trust. She says the Central Terminal captured the most votes and was highly supported by a younger generation.
There were 6,448 total votes, and almost half the people voted for Central Terminal. So I think that's a sign that it has been able to really be compelling to a large group of people.
The National Trust held its conference in Buffalo this past fall. Crisafulli says places like the Central Terminal are truly irreplaceable.
And one of the challenges in this day and age is finding a new use to put these buildings back in productive use. And certainly for a building like Central Terminal, the challenge is very daunting. It's a large space.
Crisafulli says the effort to restore the terminal is on the right track. Marty Biniaz is chair of marketing and public relations for Central Terminal Restoration. He says this grant will be used to leverage additional challenge grants for ongoing restoration work.
It's a wonderful grassroots effort by the community to really get behind our project. And as much as all our projects need the cold, hard cash to keep our projects going, really the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation looks at this vote and this award as really a public referendum saying, hey, yeah, Buffalo Central Terminal is extremely important to the community.
Biniaz says the grant win was a great grassroots effort to get the community to rally behind Central Terminal restoration. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.